From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. After a crispy start that featured many morning minimums in the low to mid-30s, including 31 here at the museum, and some of the usual cold pockets in the mid to upper 20s, Island Pond dipped to 26, for example, North Troy to 25, and Saranac Lake to 27, brilliant sun has gone to work and warmed the air nicely. Readings have climbed into the upper 50s and low 60s and will top out in the mid-60s to low 70s throughout the Vermont Public Listening Region at elevations below 2,000 feet this afternoon, as high pressure both at the surface and aloft builds in from the west, and the pocket of chilly air that was over us yesterday departs to the east. The ridge will be with us through the first half of next week. An extended stretch of dry and mostly warm weather is at hand. The surface weather map at this hour shows high pressure centered over Michigan. This feature dropped south from the vicinity of James Bay during the past 24 hours, the center of the latest in a series of late-season polar air masses to affect New England and adjacent far southern Quebec as they feed southward on the eastern flank of a slow-moving, highly amplified ridge at jet stream level over northwestern and now north-central Canada. But a temporary change in the pattern is underway. The northern portion of the ridge is sliding east-southeastward and will take up residence over southeast Canada and New England as the northern leg of a block in the atmosphere during the next week. At these more southerly latitudes, the air under the ridge will modify quickly and give us a taste of early summer, just in time for the long Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, and a little beyond. Only a weak backdoor cold front, Sunday night and Monday, will cool us down slightly Monday and Tuesday as the wind temporarily turns into the northeast. Meanwhile, wet low pressure will swirl for several days over the southeast United States before heading out to sea early next week. In the longer term, there is the suggestion that troughing aloft will return by late next week or the first weekend in June, but that is a long ways down the road. In the meantime, let's relax and enjoy the upcoming spell of dry and warm weather. The forecast for this afternoon? Sunny, just a few fair weather clouds primarily over the eastern higher elevations, highs 65 to 72. North to northwest wind near 10 miles per hour with a few gusts to 20 miles per hour across eastern Vermont and New Hampshire. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool, lows generally 37 to 47, a few low 30s in the coldest mountain hollows with isolated light frost there, wind dropping off to light and variable. Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 73 to 80, light variable wind becoming west near 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s, a west wind near 10 miles per hour to start, becoming light and variable again later on at night. Sunday, mostly sunny again, highs, I'd say 75 to 85, a light variable wind becoming west near 10 miles per hour. And Monday, Memorial Day in the U.S., mostly sunny west and south of I-89, highs 80 to 85, sun mixing with some clouds northeast, highs in the 70s. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with an eye on the sky.